Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
So, in the midst of all this load shedding that we are suffering as a nation, and this interminable stage six that just keeps going on and on and on forever, there's been a complete grid collapse in the country. And it's not us. Who was it?
It's not us, but it's close to us. So Botswana, 13 minutes past midnight, so very early hours of this morning, total blackout. And this literally is the kind of thing that is our worst nightmare.
The whole country.
The whole country. So we've got, I've got the statement here from the Botswana Power Corporation. They have two power plants. They are still trying to find out what caused this, but they call this a grid disturbance.
Everyone's got nice words for this.
Really? Yeah. And they now have to implement load shedding, which they haven't done since 2015, while they restart their power stations. It's literally what we have feared for us.
But it seems like there is contingency because you've been using the past tense. They were what caused it. So there seems to be movement in the right direction that the hele land is nie net pikswart nou nie.
Yeah, so nou is hulle basis beter nog mens reg. But so even in South Africa, when we've spoken in the past about what would happen if the grid collapses here, and we still very much, just to be clear, don't want that. But André de Ruyter spoke about this in one of his last press conferences before leaving Eskom. And they have spoken, Eskom has spoken about this. It's something that they would call a black start facility that you would fall back on. So a facility that can at least get the essential services up and running. But this has exactly been our fear in South Africa, that if we have a total grid collapse, we have to restart the power stations one by one.
Sure.
In Botswana, we're talking two power stations. Yeah. They're not as populous as we are. They don't have the same energy demands as we do. But it's literally what we have been fearing here.
I wonder how you restart a power station. I'm just thinking about it. Like, there's no power. So now we must turn the power station on to make the power. What do we do? Do we start with a lighter? And light a thing and then boil a kettle and run a little... Like, well, what are we doing? Are we connecting a treadmill? Are we... How do you restart a power station?
So they would have similar kind of black start facilities. Your nooit, nooit, heel achter in die kluis is die laaste R2.50 wat jy spaar vir a deep, donker dag. You have your black start facilities that are literally there for this reason.
You know that scene from The IT Crowd, that comedy show where it's like, have you tried turning it off and turning it back on again? I think that's where we almost are now.
Look, so Botswana now has load shedding in place based on this, but I can guarantee you Eskom and our authorities will be looking at this, as horrible as it is, but as a case study in terms of what does it take, how long does it take to get your country back up and running, to get all the power facilities running. As I said, here we're talking two power stations, ons het baie meer, en ons gebruik baie meer krag, en nog weer eens, ek wil net duidelik wees, ek hoop rarig, ons kom nie ooit in so'n posisie nie.
No, we don't want to, but at least once the cell phone networks are back up and running, we can phone and ask how.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.